And while researchers are trying to find new ways to treat chronic back pain, music teacher Alice Oje is busy finding a way to treat snoring.
I've produced a series of exercises on CDs that you sing along to. The exercises work different muscles in the back of the throat that, if they become lax, can vibrate on the in-breath and cause the snoring noise.
Alice Oje spoke to us from Exeter, England. There, the Royal Devon and Exeter Hospital is studying her course, which teaches people how to strengthen those throat muscles, she says, can help reduce snoring.
The exercises work the soft palate. They move that up and down. They work the palatopharyngeal arch. That's the arch at the back of your throat that your little uvula hangs from. They also work the tongue and up into the nasopharynx as well.
Do you mind terribly demonstrating for us one of your exercises?
Certainly. If you make the sound ung-ga, on the ung sound you can feel your soft palate coming right down and touching the back of your tongue. And on the ga, it lifts up. And if you sing it repetitively, like I'm about to do for you, you can really feel it working the soft palate. So one of the exercises would go like this. And you'd do that for quite a while.
Now, how did you get the idea that singing would be beneficial for snoring?
A friend of mine was talking about his snoring problem, and he demonstrated his snoring noise to me, and probably because, you know, I was singing at the time and running a choir, and I just heard a lax, soft palate, and I thought, well, you know, I can move my soft palate through singing, and I can do it quite strongly, and be a good exercise for it, and wouldn't that tone it up, and mightn't that stop him from snoring? That was the seed idea.
And this study that you're embarking on will test scientifically whether it really works, but your personal experience, I gather, is that it does work, at least for some people. What have you found specifically?
Well, specifically, I've had feedback that it's reduced people's snoring. People with mild, moderate sleep apnea have contacted me and said they no longer wake themselves in the night, they're not waking with headaches in the morning. I should say that these exercises will certainly not help everybody. You know, there are different causes of snoring. And, I mean, some people snore because they've got very large tonsils, for instance, or they've got polyps in their nose. And clearly exercise isn't going to reduce the size of your tonsils. It's really suitable for people who are snoring because those muscles have become lax.
Alice Oje created Singing for Snorers, and she spoke with us from Exeter, England. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much. It's been a real pleasure.